So how about it's okay if everyone's on my chumi? There's some extras going around.
Right over here. That's it.
I hope everyone's Michael. Usually we do Perkei Avos at this time and try to connect it to the Parsha a little, but I'm a little under the weather, and yesterday I was in New York back and forth for a Shiva call, so I didn't really have so much time to prepare. But at the end of the day, we still have a little time to learn and try to connect the Parsha a little bit to what's going on in Klai Yisrael. Not sure for those who are aware, but the Boca Raton community and my school, Katz Hill Day School, lost a very beloved teacher this week, Mrs. Danny Grazier. Allah Hashem. So, Allah Hashem. What did I say? I'm not sure what I said. Allah. I know who the Litvak is right now. So, it's been a hard week. A lot of Choshech in Pittsburgh, a lot of Choshech in Boca. I try to at least give myself a little chizik, and if you want to join me, you could come for the ride. This is a sefer called Sichos Eliezer. Eliezer Gelzaler was a Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood. Unfortunately, he died at the very young age of 46. The Yahrzeit is actually coming up to test Kislev. Incredible, incredible person. We should really donate like the rest of the year just to talk about his Torah and his midos, but if you ever want to be inspired by a Gadol Sefer, I'm usually not inspired by Gadol Sefer, just because like it's not inspiring. But this Sefer they put together, it's called Reblazer Gelzar. It's truly incredible. Every page is another gem. So they put together Torahs from Imam Bereishis. I got in Z Berman this past year, so I thought maybe we go through a little bit together. I hope it's okay if we read it inside. Vizchatsus begalas umikolach ha'ovos va'imahos. Gaining strength from the in galus, from the koach of the avos and imahos. East of a medrash. This is a very famous medrash. Even though someone once told me when you're learning, and you shouldn't say the word famous because maybe someone doesn't know. So this is a medrash. Rabbi Kiva Yoishev Adarish Vahayu Taminim Es Matzchidim Lisnamnim. It's a medrash on this week's parsha. Rabbi Kiva was once sitting in class, and his students started to fall asleep. Rabbi Abraham, maybe we know a little. We could relate to this. Falling asleep, making trouble, talking, whatever. Amar lahem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says back to them, "Lama zachsa Esther l'mloch al kuf chav zayin medinos? Why was Esther zocha to rule over 127 provinces?" Interesting question to wake them up. Usually back in the day, just kind of threw a pencil at a kid, you know. Not any days. Not nowadays. Chas v'shalom. I remember the days, the pencils. I got a lot of pencils. It was a good thing it was a pen. No, ruler, you're talking about a different generation. Yeah. Lifisha Haisa, no offense. Lifisha Haisa, Nechtasa, Shal Sari, Mino, Tesiv, Baba, Yucha, Yisera, Meishan, of Esim, Shana, Shevashanim. Oh, says Rabbi Kiva, it was like a rhetorical question. He didn't give them a chance to respond. He says, you want to know how Esther knew she was going to rule over 127 provinces? Because she saw that she was a great, 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 great granddaughter of Sari Meinu, who lived for 127 years. Okay? The Suz says, Zosol Lemloch HaKub Chav Zayim Medinos, and that's how she knew she was going to rule over 127 provinces. A lot of questions. But Rabbi Blazer asked the Pasha question. Yeshul Havim Biyar HaMedrash. I have to try to understand this Medrash. Can I apologize for my voice? Ukmo Ken Yeshul Havim Ma Rotzer Rabbi Kiva Le'or Elohim Al Divrei Medrash Ha'ilu. So many questions. What's going on in this Medrash? Why are they falling asleep? Well, how's Rabbi Kiva waking me up by giving me this whole drasha about Esther and Sarah, already getting ready for Purim over here, not even a Chanukah yet. What's going on? So the Chiddush Yerim has an answer. The Chiddush Yerim says is that he was giving them a lesson in time management. He's telling them, no, you're falling asleep? Look it up, it's on the Chiddush Yerim, I believe on this week's Parsha. He says, you're falling asleep? Every minute of Saruman's life was filled with kula and shavan ataiva. Because everything was kedusha, everything was another opportunity, whether it was chesed, opening her home, Torah, mitzvos. And you're wasting time falling asleep. Esther knew that she came from a great granddaughter because she knew she was going to rule over 27 provinces because she came from someone who appreciated time. It was a musa shmuz about time, bitul Torah, and stuff like that. But that's not where Rabbi Lazer goes. Rabbi Lazer goes in a little bit of more of an emunah direction. And he quotes the Svarim HaGadoshim, I've seen this quoted in numerous Svarim. To be honest, I don't remember which ones. But in the Hasidic world, you just say Svarim HaGadoshim, yeah? You know you're talking about the earlier Svarim. So you know, we know that Rabbi Kiva in Torah Shabbat Peh, Rabbi Kiva represents the beginning of Galus. Famous story, the end of Malchus, when Rabbi Kiva is standing on the hill, there's going to be some interest being destroyed. But it wasn't full Galus yet. He was the beginning of Galus. It was the beginning of sleep. They were starting to fall asleep. It was the beginning. So we all know famously actually in Gemara Megillah, the different levels of sleep. Misnamnim, someone who's dozing, you're still yotze the Megillah. Right? Shena, you're not yotze Shena. It's a different level of sleep. Right? I think psychologically also, there's like different levels, like once you get into certain amount of hours, you know, the first 5-10 minutes you could answer, but then you could, you know, once you're like in that zone, like Shabbos afternoon, I don't know. Chillin's done. Shabbos afternoon. That was one of the things that I asked my wife when we had our son's bris this past Pesach. So I asked her if we could still take a nap on Erev Shabbos is a different story, but on Shabbos afternoon. Not sure why I brought it up at the bris. The Erev Shabbos, the Magid and Mezrich says that it should be Naseris Adibus to take a nap on Erev Shabbos.
What was the answer?
The answer was yes. She couldn't say no. She's in front of the whole family over here, you know? Yeah. Well, Baruch Hashem, we're good with that. But now the Magid, it's much harder to get a nap on Erev Shabbos. Magid says, taking a nap on Erev Shabbos should be in the Aseres Adibros. I'm not sure which one of the Aseres, maybe Shabbos, but he says, why? What's Pshat to be in the Aseres Adibros? So he says that sometimes when you're sitting in Lichadori and you're dozing, You're missing all Shabbos. So take 10-15 minutes on Friday. Give you a little kayach, so you're not falling asleep in the middle of Mizmor Shir. I don't sit down on Kabbalah Shabbos. Not in a frum way. Just like if I sit down, I'm so exhausted. I'm gonna fall asleep. There are a lot of holy people that stand for Kabbalah Shabbos for Chadori for Mizmor Shir. It's like Friday is like your pasha go to. It's not even Nisnamnim. It's Shena. But it says
there's also a thought.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to sleep on Shabbos.
Oh.
You're
oh.
Because you're ashamed of Shabbos, right? What's ashamed of Shabbos? You're guarding the Shabbos.
Cannot
sleep on the job.
That's a very high level. Tzaddikim like you, Tanka. Yeah. I'm not holding there yet. But no, you're 100% right. Shabbos is the. Who wants to sleep through? Like I used to have Talmidim tell me they sleep on the early Shabbos in New York. Shabbos starts at 4:20, and Shabbos ends.
They call it donut.
Yeah, so he said the meal's done by 6:30, and then just they go, let's go 10 o'clock, minion, 9:45. So you're sitting through 16 hours of Shabbos. That's not Shabbos, come on. Now I'm not here to give anyone Mr. Chas v'Shalom. Okay, anyway, let's get back to the Torah. The entertainment's off to the side for a second. They weren't fully sleeping. They were like sleeping but not sleeping. Because once Klai Yisrael was in Galus, they were any of this Bechina of Shena. The Haloshan is Chilul Hisnamnim. That's what he's focusing on here. Reb Blazer is focusing on the Loshan and the Medrash Lehisnamnim. It doesn't say sleep, it says to doze. A Givana Shehizcha Tekufas of Galus. Reb Blazer is saying that Lehisnamnim has come to teach us that it was the beginning of Galus, it was the beginning of Choshech, it was the beginning of confusion and darkness. When 33-year-old mothers, 3 children. Jews were just coming on Shabbos to daven. This was the beginning of Galus. Now, Kavana b'ischilu tamid Rabbi Akiva l'isnam, and they started to fall asleep. Hainu. Sheniskavnu l'shol ha'ich efshar ke'is l'hisroimim. Me'achar shenimtsoim anu b'matzav shal Galus. U'margishim anu she'en b'yichotenu l'hisroimim. They started to feel like they couldn't go forward. They started to say, hey, you can't get out of this choshech. There's too much going on. I don't know if anyone saw those clips about the certain Rabbanim, if you could call those people Rabbanim, or talking about conservative this, conservative that. Jews come to Shul on Shabbos, who were killed to be, who were dying on Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam Paskins, In the Geras of Timon, Rav Weinberger quoted it. The Pasha, they're Kedoshim. And you have the chutzpah to call them, to tell them why that, because they are making a bris and they're down in conservative shul. Hashem should forgive them. Mamish, that's my Rebbe said. That's how you talk? Playing God? They were feeling that they weren't able to go through. There's so many times this week, it's just like, it's punch after punch. What did Rabbi Kiva say? Amar lem Rabbi Kiva. Roas Maisa Esther v'tichu mimenu musar. Look at the story of Esther Malka. And we have to take a message from him. Stop falling asleep. Why specifically Esther? Because Pasha. Ki alo Esther mina Torah minayin. Famously, the Gemara quotes in Chulin Kof Lama Tesamen Beis. Shanema, where is Esther found in the Torah? The Pasuk says, V'anochi Asti Asti Panoi. We just read it a few weeks ago. Kodesh Baruch says, I'm going to be hidden. Dover ze merames achoshech agolach shein roim klum. This is talking about the darkness of galus where you don't see anything clearly. Va'apokif avafapiken atzlicha la'agil dark their gusto hagadol yos Esther. Esther was going through a very hard time. How did she know that the whole story, the whole Purim story, was going to turn out to be good? She got through it. Aidei eze koyach higia be'emes l'dagrasa. Al ze omar lehem Rabbi Kiva shechai Sara yimenu dover ze nosen sa koyach le'Esther. Esther got the koyach from Sara. How many challenges did Sara yimenu have to go through in her life? Barren. Being kidnapped twice. Then her huggers, then Yishmael. Then hearing the news about Yitzchak. And that's all, I don't know only half of it. I'm sure there are many, much more. But Sara Yimenu got through it. She pushed through. So that's Rabbi Kiva's message. Rabbi Kiva's message was, how did Esther know she was going to be successful? Because she saw that she came from Sara Yimenu. She saw her loins. She saw that Sara, just like my great-grandmother, went through terrible struggles and a lot of choshech. But she got through it. Realizing that sometimes when you're, like I told my students this week, we're in the middle of a movie. We don't see the end of the movie. Hashem is beyond time. He's at the end of the movie. He sees everything. Where how the Holocaust fits in, how things in Eretz Yisrael fit in. Look at family I saw, that family, six kids, head-on collision. Only the Ribono Shel Olam sees. We don't see anything. Rabbi Kiva's students were starting to fall asleep and he was giving them this chizik. Guys, I know it looks bad outside. It looks bad. But don't worry, the Ribono Shel Olam has a plan. And Rabbi Kiva is the number one person who died. He died al Kiddush Hashem. He died with Shema on his fingertip, on his lips. He died with this message. He lived with this message and he died with this message.
And the bottom paragraph. Sorry,
by the way,
yeah. Just one more thing. The fact that it was Rabbi Akiva, he is Akiva Nechamtan. So that's the beauty of this piece.
Mm.
That's the beauty of it. That's a hemshach, a little bit of the thought. But,
it's Davka Rabbi Kiva. Davka Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva is the koyach. Rabbi Kiva represents the koyach of even you could see the base of Mitosh Mamish, the foxes running through. Yeah. But be able to still have that perspective. Beautiful. Beautiful. What's this koyach? Ela davar hu. Kishenim son b'matzav shal galus t'ainu. Shenim son b'layla choshech v'ein ron klum. Living in a time of darkness, you know, it's hard to see the light. It's hard to be able to still want to daven, to still want to do right, and be good. The reason why I love Reb Blazer is a bit that he writes, this whole Torah is from his heart. This is a tefillah. We're not learning Torah right now. This is mamash, a Torah that's put into a tefillah. He's saying that there are going to be times in your life where you're going to be sad, you're going to be bitter. You don't even want to go to anyone for any etzah. Flipping over the page now. He says, we still have the ability of faith, having a little muna in Rabbono Shel Olam. That to know down deep, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Like we say on Shabbos, to save lahagiba boiker chastech v'menoscha balelos, to tell Kadosh Baruch Hu's kindness in the morning, and menoscha balelos, to have the faith at night. V'akavanahu, because shenimsaim ematzav shal boiker v'or shaylid, when a person is in a state of clarity, and everything is straightforward, and you can see how everything connects. Oz shayich lahagid chastecha. It's very easy to dive into the Baruch Hu when everything's going your way. None of the tzaras that we had to deal with the past week. It's very easy to see the Rabbanu Shalom. She'omer kol echa b'koychas atzma darchei avoida. Apizehu misroimim ba'avoraso. That's how a person sometimes gets uplifted through his avoda. But he says, achin nishim tzoimim matzav shalayla. When a person is faced with a situation of darkness, of confusion, of night, choshech, oz chayovim lahagir le'emunah. He says, not only do we have to have a munah, we're chayiv to have a munah, just like we're chayiv to have put on tefillin. He says, we're chayiv. The munah ozeres b'chol matzav. Af kishalev sosun harosh choshech avapiga nishar koach munah. Even when the heart is closed and the head is full of negative thoughts and dark thoughts, we still have the ability of a munah. I remember my grandfather told my aunt, and after the war, he told my aunt, my grandfather's family was all killed. He was from a city called Strzyżów in Galicia. And his brother and sister, both his parents died. And he told my aunt, he said, if it wasn't for his koyach of amunah, the Rabbanu Shalom, and he didn't hold on to it, like I'm holding on to this shender right now, like physically holding on to it, he wouldn't have made it through any day in the camps. Wouldn't have made it. He had to hold on to it, to grasp it, to hold on to it. And that's what Reb Blazer is saying. Reb Blazer is saying that at the end of the day, we're gonna in Gullus. Gullus means we're going to have Choshech. That's just what it is. You're going to have people who are going to suffer for no apparent reason. There's only one Eitzah. Amuna. Chayavim lahagil amuna. It's very easy to talk about it. It's very easy to talk the talk. We should be zochah to walk the walk also. Meaning, my wife is very close to Mrs. Gray Jarrett. Her amuna is so down. For me, I have to give myself chizik about this. But she knows. She knows down deep that Rabbi Hashem has a plan. For me, I have to talk about it. Kabrina Rebbe said that you're going to say next week in Mitzvah Shem for Rosh Chodesh. Hemanti ki adaber ani anisim yod. So that he writes the word Hemanti. How did I have amuna? David HaMelech says, David HaMelech went through a lot of tzars. Ki adaber. So talk about it. The more you talk about something, the more it becomes part of you. And he's a psychologist. I'm sure you could find me some good research. The more you talk about it, the more you spend time physically actually talking about stories of amuna, and that helps a person be able to actually actualize it in their lives. So maybe it was Beshert that we didn't do Perkei Avos today, because at least I needed a little chizik. Even when Esther was in a place of tremendous darkness, last paragraph, she saw she was a relative from Sarah Imenu. Right? She was also a relative from Rivka and Rachel, the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says in Megillah that Esther came from Rachel. So why is Dafka Rabbi Kiva telling us this whole thing about Sarah? Says Reb Blazer, because it was Dafka Sarah. Maybe Sarah was the beginning, right? Rachel also had her tzaras. Yeah, Sarah, not on the same level as Sarah did. Hainu, she yada, she tamen ba koyach avos, the koyach imaos. She knew that down deep she had the koyach of avos and imaos within her. Davar zeh, who she nasa nasa koyach va'oymetz. It gave her the courage in the affirmation to continue. Shafilu bet kufa she'Esther parim. Adayin yinishas b'dargas Esther Malka. She still came to the love of Esther Malka, even when Achashverosh was calling her in. Dehainu she'echnisu malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu af b'zmano Esther, which really means, what does it mean to stay on the level of Esther Malka? It means to be able to still stay Shema a little bit at night. To still talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam even if it's hard, and even when the choshech is there, to know that the Rebbeinu Shem is mamish running the show. The devar zeh Amar Rabbi Kiva l'tamidov afa pi shirom hanachem zman shemana galus maslul kvar. Even if you see that the galus is starting, v'yev shal isrom in bedarchem shviyadinu ba'avoda. It's very hard to get uplifted through our avoda, through our learning. Hisponenu be'ester amako. Let's learn from Esther. Shalom da osanu, who teaches us. Sha'af she'en bi'adinu da'i kochus ha'nefesh l'skaber ba'zeh. Even might look like we could naturally or rationally try to strengthen ourselves. Ha'papikem b'koich ha'amuna efshar l'schaze b'chol tarche avoyde. B'koich ha'amuna, a person can strengthen himself with anything. So Rabbi Kiva learned from Esther, who learned from Sarah. We should be zocha, people to learn from Rabbi Kiva, learn from Esther, learn from Sarah. Just to end with the story, at the end of the day, I think the story goes that Baruch HaMeshbash was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. And what happened was is that his grandson was came one time crying to him. And it's a good Zaidi. Ask your grandchild, why are you crying? Sometimes it could just be, I didn't get a candy, I didn't get a cracker, or whatever. He said, Zaidi, I'll tell you why I'm crying. I'm crying because I'm playing hide and seek. Because they had hide and seek back in Europe. Playing hide and seek, and I had the best spot. And my friends stopped looking for me. And I wanted them to like that feeling of like, wow, you chose an amazing spot. But after 10, 15 minutes, they give up. He's not much bawling. Next thing you know, Rav Baruch HaMeshbash, Zaidi, is crying too. And he says, this is a mashal of the Rebbeinu Shlom. How many of us have stopped searching for the Rebbeinu Shlom, even though if it's hard times to see him? Even if it's playing hide and seek. Hashem sometimes has to hide. But who's still seeking out? Who's still seeking him out? We should be zocheh b'ez Hashem to seek the Rebbeinu Shlom out, even in the times of choshech, in the times of confusion, to learn from Rabbi Kiva, learn from Esther, learn from Sarah, to know that we have the koch avos and imals within us, and when we live in times of darkness, to know at the end of the day there's only one eitzah, and the eitzah is emunah. We should be zocheh to only have good things in our lives b'ez Hashem in the light of the Rosh Chodesh Kislev or Bench the Shabbos. So the whole essence of Chanukah is to be able to light up the Choshech, the light of Or. Shkoyach. Shabbos, Shkoyach.